We are so glad to worship the true God with you this morning, and I was asked to preach to you for 35 minutes. And if you attended the banquet last night, you can tell that the Lord used His servant, Elder Lester Porter, to lead us in a very powerful message. I was so blessed. I heard him speaking many times, but last night was a special night. Why? I don't know. Maybe because we got lost, and the Lord tried to deal with us so graciously. Well, let me give you the idea of God's message. The idea of this message of this morning to help you to identify yourself in God's kingdom. Number two. The idea, it is to help you to get involved. Get in. If you like it or if you don't like it, I am going to say it. Get in. And it's time now to get out of our closet and tell the story of Jesus Christ. If you like this, when we finish the meeting, come shake hands with me. Not because you hear the good message, but because you are convicted. And if you are not convicted, just wave from far away, and I will accept that. Luke tells us in his gospel, Chapter 1, that he investigated the story of Christ. He invested his time, his energy, to find out about Christ the Lord. And he wrote to his friend, saying, many Luke chapter 1, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled. Then we don't need extra revelation. We don't need another religion, as they call it Islam, submission to the will of Allah. We don't need that. The revelation has been closed in Christ Jesus. That have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated, I am not playing games. I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. It seemed good to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. And I entitled my sermon, Are You One of These? I am going to bring some biblical characters to you this morning, and I will ask you again and again, are you one of these? Why? Because I would like you to discover your gifts, your place in the kingdom of God, if you are a serious Christian minded. Are you one of these in terms of Noah's mission? Noah was a preacher of righteousness. His culture was corrupted exactly as North American secular sinful culture. And he stood very fast to preach righteousness to his generation. Noah. I don't know if he was that time very old man, it doesn't matter, or if he was a young man, but I know for sure he was a mature Christian who had a message for his generation. He didn't give up for 120 years. When I ask one of my professors in Westminster Seminary, for how long I must preach and teach and carry the gospel to the Muslims who don't like to listen? He said, do it as Noah did it. And after 120 years, I will allow you to give up. He went to be with the Lord. He went to be with the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, describes the situation of that generation. Was evil, very wicked, very sinful, but there was a man who stood up very tall and who preached a message of righteousness. They told us as they send directions to us that Colombia is very hard to find. They were very true. But as I talked with Alan, your good pastor, I cannot say that the gospel is very hard to find in Colombia Presbyterian Church. I can't say that. However, I prepared last night to say that because I got tired last night. We drove and drove and drove. The sign wasn't clear. And now how can we know our way? The message of the gospel to North American culture is not clear. And in our experience with the Muslims, we discovered that the gospel wasn't clear because Satan blinds them. And if you are not a Christian, I pray that the message of righteousness will be clear for you this morning to turn from your sin, coming to the Lord Jesus. It was Wednesday, October 1956, when my mother, who prayed 6 months for me to say yes,
Und that time, by His grace, I said yes for Him. And I am glad as I stand before you that I said it, but I said it by His grace. Do you remember your story with Him when you got saved? Tell it. Tell it as Noah did to a wicked, evil generation. And don't give up. Are you one of these? Are you one of these in terms of Jonah's mission? Jonah, who was a Jewish prophet, refused to go to Nineveh. Why? Because they will not listen. Oh, really? Then, in terms of his understanding of the sovereignty of God, I don't think that Jonah was a reformed Christian. Yeah, try to smile or laugh. He wasn't. He resisted. They will not listen. Fine. My dad told me that it's extremely hard, extremely difficult for a Muslim to come to know Christ. I respect my dad, but he was mistaken. He went to be with the Lord. Yes. Yes. They don't listen, but His chosen one will listen. Are you one of these who makes excuses that, well, they are very sensitive. I don't like to push too hard. I made a lot of phone calls. No answer, no response. Give up. No, Jonah, go back, and the true God will do the job. Just go. After a terrible experience, he was willing to go. And it happened with me when the Lord brought me to this country from a successful pastorate there. He brought me down. And my wife told me that I was mistaken in my evaluation. I accepted it with thanksgiving. I said, thank you. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I suffered. But He brought me down for 4 years. I told Him in my prayer, thank you. I don't like to ask you to give up, but help me to understand what you are doing in my own life. And when He brought me, He liberated me from my pride. He worked in my heart. And He put me in work once again. I am going to use you, but you have to forget yourself first of all. And don't make excuses. Are you one of these? Are you one of these who receives calls from your pastor or elders? Would you please come and visit with me? My pastor, I love to. I wish I could. This is the first English phrase to learn in America when I was working in my English. I wish I could. Just let's. And my heart is saying, oh boy, leave me alone.
If you like it or if you don't like it, the Lord has different ways and He will put you in work. If you hear my advice, I have a lot of experience with that. If you hear my advice and if you are smart, don't resist. Join the saints. And Nineveh will be saved. Why? Why? Because of His sovereignty. Dear friend, when we get to heaven, I hope not today, we will see many Muslims and many Jewish people in heaven. And we will recognize them. And we say, oh, I didn't think that Mustafa was saved. Or Muhammad was saved. And the Lord will laugh on me. They were saved because of my grace. Not because of you. You like to listen to my advice? Get involved. Get involved before we finish the morning worship. It will be better than will be too late. Are you one of these? Are you one of these in terms of John the Baptist? Oh, who can take John the Baptist? Is Colombia POPC is willing to employ John the Baptist? He was very tough. He carried a message of repentance. This is the old stuff. Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is your new stuff? I had 12 ruling elders in Damascus. They said, don't preach to us on judgment. I said, oh, really? They said, it's all the stuff. And one of them was a physician, very rich man, committed adultery. And he told us that publicly. And he paid $70,000 to build a sanctuary. What kind of sanctuary is that? I don't know. I am willing to give you his address to ask him. I don't know. And they said, preach to us a easy, loving message. Christ is the Lord of love. He is not the Lord of judgment. Forget John the Baptist style. It's old fashioned. Forget it. I said no. And I did as John Calvin did. He left. He left Geneva, and I left Damascus. Praise the Lord that I did. Because I don't like to compromise the gospel. Are you one of these in terms of John the Baptist and his strong conviction concerning repentance and coming to know the Lord? Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 to 6 tells us about John the Baptist's message. Is his message still alive in your congregation? As I saw Alan Harris, I believe that it is. And I pray that it will be continued in this congregation to preach repentance from this pulpit for God's glory. What about people who are going to leave? He is the sovereign God, will bring others to fill in. Well, are you one of these in terms of Philip, who took the time
and spoke with the Ethiopian official there one-on-one in terms of our language like EE program. Sir, do you understand what you are reading? And that sir said, no, how can I? I need someone to explain to me the whole counsel of God. This is the church without walls commitment to the Muslim people in North America. To explain to them the whole counsel of God. How many times? Until he comes in his glory. It's tiring. I understand. It's demanding. I understand that. But don't forget to tell me it's worthwhile. Why? When you see someone coming with his fear, recognizing his kingship and his lordship. I told dear Farida that when I see that, I forget everything. It's worthwhile. It was worthwhile that my dear mother spent 6 months praying for me. And she was so delighted when I said, yes, I am willing to come and to pray with you. And when I did, he taught me, Anis, come here. And I am glad that I came. One-on-one, do you have EE? Get involved in it. Get involved in it. But it takes you from your family. Yes, I agree. Because your wife will miss you much. Well, but I am busy. I don't agree. You can find 2 or 3 hours to carry EE program. I am a shy guy. I agree. Go with one body else who is not shy. Oh boy. I really, it's not my gift. I agree. Did you try it? Oh. Well, we are Presbyterians. I agree. Fine. Believing in the sovereignty of God. Fine. It doesn't contradict evangelism if you understand the sovereignty of God in a biblical sense. However, if you understand it, you can stay and wait for someone knocking on your door. You can't control yourself. You have to jump and get involved. Then you are not, you don't have any good excuse. I have a poor health. I agree, don't go in winter. When it was raining, put your coat on. If you don't have one, well, we can find one for you. But they are not open. Oh. Wait a minute. This was my mistake. When I said it's difficult to reach Muslims for Christ, don't start your missions by passing judgment on people. Did you try it? Well, I have another gift. Fine. Are you one of these in terms of Paul's mission? He was very intellectual one. Was he Orthodox Presbyterian member? I don't know that. If you are gifted in terms of
intellectual things, we have a place for you. Paul did it. And you know when Paul did it? He wasn't able to do it until he was convicted in his way to the old Damascus. I hope and I pray that if you are not a believer, the Lord will convict you this morning, and if you are intellectual, has MA or PhD, and you are proud of your accomplishment, I pray that you will join Paul in his mission. And he was very bold, using his philosophy for the glory of God. Read about him in Acts 13:28 and 1 Timothy 1:12. And he wrote 14 epistles in the New Testament, and the scholars are still reading and investigating and trying to understand him. He doesn't fit EE. Fine. But he fits something else. If you don't fit EE, sir, we have something else for you. Just move on. Just move on and get involved. Oh, okay. Are you one of these in terms of Timothy as a friend of Paul who went with Paul in his second journey? I had 12 ruling elders, and when I asked some of them to visit with me, they gave me lots of excuses. I hope that Alan Harris is not going through these experiences. When he calls on his elders or somebody else, are you willing to go with him as Timothy did with Paul? For what? For telling the story of Jesus Christ. Read about that in Acts 16:1-5 and 1 Timothy 1:3. Or are you one of these in terms of Luke, the physician, the writer, the evangelist? He was a physician, writer, evangelist, and he had different gifts. You could tell me, maybe he was a single man. I don't know that. Maybe you are right, or maybe you are wrong. But he told the story of Christ very carefully in a scientific context. Are you willing to tell the story to the humanists who are proud of their philosophy or science and they don't understand history? Are you willing to confront them with the truth of God? Luke was a physician. Or are you willing to join Apollos, who was a very powerful teacher from Alexandria, my city? I choose this because it's my city. Alexandria, with its theological school that time, he went to different synagogues and he opened the scriptures and he reasoned with the Jewish people. Are you willing to do that? Lester Porter committed himself to do that, and Izaka did, and we adopting the same approach in terms of a Church Without Walls ministry, knocking on doors, introducing ourselves and asking them to come to join us to reason together. It's enjoyable. I was invited
4 years ago to debate a Muslim from Canada. He was a Catholic and became a Muslim. And when I got there, he won the argument. And he beat me up. And praise the Lord that he did. And I made it very clear that I lost the argument, but I don't believe that I lost your love. And one of the Muslim leaders there, he was a professor, asked me if I could come and pray for his sick wife. I said yes, gladly. I went and I prayed for her, and I prayed on oil there in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit, in spite of losing my argument. There was a ministry there, and they worked very hard to bring me back. Are you willing, or are you one of these, in terms of Titus, his relationship with Paul, who was appointed to oversee the church in Crete? Are you willing to serve on Columbia Presbyterian Church session, deacon or elder? Or you served 3 years ago and you would like to take a long, long vacation? I don't like you to take a long, long vacation until you serve for 120 years. Are you willing? Are you one of these? May I encourage all of you, to discover your gifts, your spiritual identity, and come and shake hands with me and tell me which place do you like to serve. Are you willing to consider a church without walls ministry in your prayers? Even if we live in Philadelphia? Are you willing to sign up for our newsletter and receive it and read it, and if you don't like it, send it back? Are you willing to give some pennies instead of changing cars and homes and furniture for the kingdom of God? May I ask you to join your Savior as you make Him known for all people? Are you willing to lead someone who got lost in Colombia? I am not talking about myself and Lester Porter. No, we are leaving. Many people are going to hell every day. Are you willing to tell the story? If you are not willing, could you tell me when you shake hands, if you like to do that? Could you tell me for what reasons you are not willing? Is there a specific sin, S-I-N, in your life hindering your commitment? Come and make Him known before all nations. I believe that I exceeded my 35 minutes.